Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Look with me in a couple of openings, Psalm 133 and Colossians 1. We began a couple of weeks ago on a subject we're calling the Ministry of Reconciliation. The New Testament has a lot to say about this subject that we're on. We'll read the text here and review just a little bit. In Psalm 133, verse 1, Psalm 133, verse 1 says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore." Is there a connection between unity and blessing? Between unity and the anointing? In the New Testament, you'll see when the people were in one place, in one mind, one accord, some amazing things happened. Great, mighty miracles manifested. Well, just like it's good and pleasant for brethren to dwell together in unity, it's bad and unpleasant for brethren to be together in strife. Fellowship is the joy of relationship. And Christianity is not about religion. We are not one of the many religions in the world. We're not. It's not about religious institution. It's about relationship. Jesus said, you must be born again. Born again. And being born again, you're born into a family. The family of God. It's not about institution. It's about family. Family means you're related. But just because you have a relationship doesn't mean you're enjoying it. Huh? You can be related to somebody. There's a lot of husbands and wives. They have a legal relationship, but many of them haven't enjoyed it for a long time. Why? Lack of fellowship. Fellowship is the joy of relationship. And Jesus spoke much about this. And you see this in the epistles about full fellowship and full joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put up on the screen for us John 17:3. You don't have to turn there. Just hold your place in Colossians if you got it. But John 17:3, Jesus said, "This is life eternal." What is life eternal? It's not being baptized by the correct formula. It's not having your name on the roll that you're a member of a denomination or a church. That does not save you. It's not growing up in a Christian home. Just because mom and daddy knew the Lord doesn't mean you do. You don't get it just by osmosis. Just because someone else has a relationship with him doesn't mean you automatically do by connection. Every one of these is individual. What is life eternal? That they might know you, the only true God, and know Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Knowing him is eternal life. Well, he is life. Right? If you're hanging with Him, you're in the life. You're in the light. He is the light. You know, when you travel with Him, it never gets dark. Have you read the back of the book?
Yes.
In time to come, we are living with Him. And where in the new heavens and the new earth, the new Jerusalem, don't need a sun where we're going to be with Him. There's no sun. You don't need one. Why? Because He is the sun. Amazing. Amazing. But you and I, by our faith in Jesus and the new birth, have become not just servants, but sons. Male sons and female sons, but the sons of the living God. Our genealogy is easy to trace nowadays. My father in the faith, Brother Hagin, used to say, some people make such a big deal out of their family tree. Sometimes, maybe it never did produce anything but a bunch of nuts. Natural genealogy is not what you should be concerned with. I am born of God. Hallelujah. Jesus is my brother. Whoo. Do we know what this means? I tell you, no. We barely know anything about it. But what this describes is how God has reconciled us to Himself in a relationship, in His family, through what Jesus has done in the work of redemption. Go with me to Colossians, the first chapter. Colossians 1:20 says, "And having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile," another way to say reconcile is to make at peace again, to make one at one again, "all things to Himself. By Him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven." Amazing. Colossians also talks about, and Ephesians 3 talks about, that part of the family is in heaven right now. And part of the family is on the earth. Soon all the family is going to be together. Talk about a family reunion. There's going to be a big meal too. How many think if there's any potato salad there, it's got to be the best you ever had. Is that right? We're talking about heavenly potato salad. Now you're laughing, but didn't He say he'd prepare a table and the marriage supper of the Lamb? Whew. Verse 21, "And you," help your neighbor out, say you.
You.
"You, who were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked or evil works, yet now has He reconciled."
Hallelujah.
You were not always at one with God. There was a time, you, me, everybody, there was a time when you came to the knowledge of knowing the difference between good and evil, and you chose wrong. Yeah, you did. Every one of us. Could have been when you were 8, 10, 13, I don't know. It's at different times. But, you know, little ones don't know the difference between right and wrong, morally, as a matter of heart. Now, they catch on pretty quick. But still, they don't fully comprehend and fully understand. But at a certain point, they know in their heart what's wrong and choose it anyway. And no need for you to get so high and haughty about it, because you did the same thing. Don't forget that. It's amazing to me how parents are just flabbergasted and shocked and hurt so bad when their kids do some things they did. Don't be a hypocrite. Remember that you did. Remember what you did. And if there's hope for you, there's hope for them. Right? And if there's forgiveness and cleansing for them and you and us all, and they don't have to stay estranged or alienated from God or from you or each other, the Lord has paid the price. So no matter how far off we've gotten, how bad we've done, we can be completely restored. Amen. To full, unhindered, unrestricted fellowship with God and each other. Amen. Do you believe it, child of God? Yes. Nothing is more important. Nothing is more valuable. Material things don't compare to this. You can have all the money in the world. You can have the nicest cars and houses and clothes and jewelry there is. And if you can't get along with anybody and nobody cares about you, you got nobody to share it with. You understand what I'm saying? It's empty. It's nothing. Most important things in existence are your relationships. Number one, your relationship with God. If that's not right, the other's not going to be right either. Right with Him. And then your relationships with people. All the people in your life. It got too quiet on that one. Verse 21, and you who were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works. If you choose wrong things and you go the wrong direction, that will put distance between you and people who are endeavoring to do right. If you're not going to go with them and they don't want to go the wrong way with you, what's going to happen? A gap. You keep going the wrong way, they keep going the right way, the gap's going to get bigger. But listen, friend, you never helped your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers, your family by compromising what's right. Never. And it can be hard because if you hold on to what's right and other people don't want it and like it, it can seem like you're losing them. They're losing you and we're losing our relationship. But the best thing you ever did for people you care about is follow God all the way and pray for them and believe with them. And one of these times they'll come to their self like the prodigal son and say, where am I at? What am I doing? How did I get so far over here? And you, when they call you, and they will be in a position because you've been walking with the Lord to believe with them, help them get back. That's actually the ministry of reconciliation. We've been given that ministry to help people get back to God, get right with God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation, in its entirety, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.